Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, Kelly. And to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. My name is Pam.
And I'm Jeremy, and we are glad to have you along this week. And we understand that just recently, at least in the timeline of the podcast, we talked about Kellyoke and specifically some of the more recent Kellyokes. But as far as real life is concerned, it's been about 2 months since we talked about Kellyokes. And we wanted to really kind of pull back to a 30,000 foot level and look at the history of all the Kellyokes and find out from you guys what's missing. Who are the artists that have been missing? Who are the songs that have been missing? And where we would love to see some of the Kellyokes go in the year 2024. And before we get too far down the road, Pam, I think we need to make sure that we make it very clear that today's episode is produced by none other than fashion correspondent Rob. And Pam, you can explain the nuts and bolts behind the scenes of what he did.
So I thought of this idea just like, you know, sometimes I'll get inspiration when I'm like washing the dishes or I'm in the shower. I'll just think of random shit. So that's where this came from. I was like, have we ever done like a, we may have done like a Kellyoke wish list episode, but we definitely have not done one where we'd asked the listeners to contribute as well. I'm like, let's do it. So as I've said many times, I don't know how to use Google Forms. I don't know how to make them. I'm sure it's easy, but I don't really feel like learning. And Rob loves them.
Yeah.
Loves Google Forms. So I was with him last weekend and I mentioned this to him. And I was like, I haven't even really brought this up to Jeremy yet, but like, if he's on board, like, can you help? He's like, yeah. So he made the form immediately. He even wrote all the copy for it. Like we didn't do anything.
Rob is the unsung hero of this episode.
Because I like didn't think of it in like specific categories. He's like, what about these? And I'm like, this is perfect. So he's the one who chose like, you know, the 80s or 90s song or, you know, a song from the last 3 years. We didn't think of that. Rob did it. Not only did he fill out the form or make the form rather, he is such a saint that last night he's like, is there anything else I can help you with? And I'm like, can you export it for us? Like into like a, I don't know, like a spreadsheet. He's like, do you want me to go ahead and pick like the most popular answers for each category? I'm like, oh my God, you're going to save me time as well? Like, please. So he did all the work for us today.
Rob needed something to do, apparently, is what we're trying to say.
He had the first week of January off of work. So he's like, what else is there to do except podcast work for free labor?
That's right. So we appreciate you, Rob. Thank you very much for being the producer of this week's episode.
Thank you. We have about 5 or 6 categories that over 120 of you wrote to us about, which thank you. That's amazing.
That's a good sample rate, I'll say.
That's a good number. And we also have our opinions. I'm hoping, Jeremy, you prepped for this. Did you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. We didn't actually talk about it. we're going to go. How do you want to do this?
I think we should just go category by category. We can share what some of the audience said. We can share some of the most popular answers because a lot of you guys had similar opinions about certain songs. And mm-hmm. So maybe those will be the ones that sort of bubble up and maybe somebody from Camp Kelly who's listening can pass those along.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So the very first one is that Rob thought of. Name a modern song, so within the last 3 years or so, that she has not covered that you're wishing for. Should I go the most popular ones first? We'll go down this list.
Let's do just a smattering of suggestions from people, and then we can go and do the most popular.
Okay.
I want to start off by sharing our opinions.
Okay. You can start then.
This was a hard category for me, Pam, and I'm going to be showing my age here because in my day-to-day job, I work for a classic hits radio station, so we play things from the 80s and the 90s. So as you can imagine, I don't get a ton of exposure to current songs. Now, don't get me wrong. I am well aware of like the current landscape of music. I do have a top 40 station, actually two of them in my building, so I get enough of like, you know, what's current. But this was still a little harder for me because I'm also of one of those ages, and maybe my 40-year-old plus fans can identify with this. It's really difficult for me to get into new music. Like, you really have to be a breakthrough standout artist for me to get into your stuff at my age.
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
Even at 30, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm looking at the most popular songs, and I know maybe 75%, but that's being generous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like when you get to that point in your life where you're like, no new friends. Like, I have the amount of friends that I need in my life. No new friends. For me, it's like no new music. Like, I have
no new music.
I can't possibly contain any more music knowledge and stuff in my head. But I mean, artists like Olivia Rodrigo, like, she's one of those breakthroughs where you just like, you can't ignore her. Like, she's a great talent, and you got to respect it. So you bring that into your fold. But for me, I was kind of, you know, I had a hardest time with this particular category. Not because I couldn't come up with a song that came out in the last 3 years, but a song that I could truly want Kelly to cover because, again, showing my age, a lot of the stuff that's out there today is just kind of disposable. It's not great. It's not what I would consider to be long-lasting kind of music. But even when I say that, the song that I picked, not only was it not even a single, but it's even, I mean, I suppose it's probably popular within this artist's fan base, but my choice for this was, I believe it's the lead-off track off of Taylor Swift's 2020 album, Folklore. It's called The One. Just judging by the look on your face, you're not even familiar with this song, but...
But I'm not one to, like, I'm not the person to gauge Taylor Swift songs because, like, okay, here's a spoiler. One of the top things that people wanted was Anti-Hero. And I was going to ask you, is that the one with the I'm the Problem, It's Me song?
Yes.
That's what I know it as. Like, I don't know her titles. I might know the song. I just don't. Yeah. So I'm not the one to bounce that off of.
Yeah. I love this song just because it talks about how it's like, you know, it's about two people who sort of were ships passing in the night. And she talks about how, you know, this person could have been the one for her, but instead, you know, she has somebody else. And it's sung in a very low register. And I really like when Kelly sings in her lower register. She doesn't have to belt and wail on every song. This is a sort of a more subdued song. And I think it would really, it would kind of think tap into that Ray LaMontagne-esque voice of hers that she can get into. That's sort of where I was thinking when I went with this song. So yeah, The One by Taylor Swift is the song that I would like to hear her cover from The Modern.
I may have picked like five songs. I couldn't decide. I mean, if I really had to narrow it down, I guess I could pick The One, but screw it. I'm going to list all of mine. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Okay. So here's a hot take, which I might get some hate for. The song Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Kelly has covered it. She did it at some like SiriusXM. I think when they were launching the channel, she like performed it randomly at the event. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fine song. I mean, it's a little too similar to When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. I mean, I know she pays homage to it, but I think it's fine. I don't know why it's as big as it is, but whatever. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
One of her more recent songs from, I think it was from 2020, that I think is so underrated. It was a moderate hit, but I think it's one of her best, is Midnight Sky. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that song.
Yeah, I do.
And then she did a remix with Stevie Nicks for like Edge of 17. They did like a mashup. But Midnight Sky, the original, Kelly would kill it. It is such a really soulful pop rock dancey kind of song.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, no pun intended, that song deserves its flowers. So Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus might be my top choice. I adore that song. Some other honorable mentions. I would love Broken Horses by Brandi Carlile.
Okay. Don't know the song, but it's Brandi Carlile, so.
It is one of her best.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it doesn't sound anything like the story, but I would say it's like that caliber of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, Jeremy, when we get off, please go look up Broken Horses. It's so good.
That'll be the first thing I do.
Okay. And then I also have a Foo Fighters song from their, not their latest album, the one before that. Spoiler, I'm going to have Foo Fighters all over my list. But not
I wondered how many times they were going to make an appearance.
Three. This is number one. Shame, Shame. It was the lead off of their Medicine at Midnight. It wasn't a huge hit, but I think she would do really well on that. And I also have, for all the, I don't know, Gen Z fun little like TikTok people, if you're into the viral music, I found this on TikTok. It's, I think I'm saying her name right, Fouché. It's like Touche, but it's Fouché.
Okay.
It's a song called Deep End. And it's like, she's a really cool artist. She does like a combination of like R&B and screamo, and it's like all over the place. The song, there's no screamo in it. It's called Deep End. And it's just like really like, it kind of reminds me of like a raunchier slow dance. I don't know how to explain it.
Interesting.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's really good. And I think she would kill it.
Okay.
Sorry, random. And then I have one more artist, but I'm going to hold off on that because this artist is in one of our most popular listener lists.
Oh, okay. Great.
So that was my long list, but I couldn't decide on one.
All right. So some of the other options that our audience gave us, Miranda said that it should be any murder ballad.
What does that mean? Is that like a band?
Yeah, Miranda, we're going to need some insight on that. I think it's like murder was lowercase. So like a ballad about murder.
Oh, God. That's very specific. Okay.
The first thing I think of is, what was that Raconteur song?
Steady As She Goes.
Was that it? It was basically like telling a story about a murder.
Oh, God. I don't know the like lyrical content.
Anyway.
I mean, that was their big, hit.
Yeah.
Ironically, I'm thinking of like Kerosene or like Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert, because those aren't necessarily about like killing someone. It's about revenge. Interesting. Maybe Miranda Lambert wrote to us. That'd be cool.
Yes, that's who it was. It was Miranda Lambert.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hi, Miranda. I love you. wait, what else? What else is here?
Was it Carolina Drama? Was that the...
Who?
Carolina Drama. Was that the Raconteur song? It doesn't even rhyme. It's like literally just Jack White telling a story. But anyway.
I have no idea. Are you thinking of like the Dead Weather, his other band? Or no. Was it definitely the Raconteurs? No, oh.
Definitely the Raconteurs.
Okay. I have no idea.
All right. We'll figure that out.
I have a very surface level of their music.
Yeah, we'll clarify that offline. Ashley says more of her favorite stuff, a la DJ play a Christmas song. You can really tell when she's super excited about the covers. I've also appreciated more of her catalog in season 5, so I hope that continues.
Amen.
You can really tell when she's excited about a Kelly-oke. And a lot of times it's all in her body language when she's singing the song. If you ever see her close her eyes for any extended amount of time, first of all, she knows the song. She knows the lyrics front to back. And she can really she can sort of shut off that part of her brain that has to remember or read lyrics. And she can just focus on the performance aspect. And you just get something a little bit different from her. And no shade to her for not, you know, knowing every single song by heart, because who does? But you can just tell there is a difference when she knows and loves the song.
Yeah. I mean, also, just do more share.
Yeah.
Because she obviously has an insane catalog. It's vast. So, yes, we can do.
I'd love to hear a little Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
See, this is where our ages show. I was like, this is a song for the lonely. Yeah. I'm going for like the 2000 stuff. But I support any of her music.
Absolutely. All right. So let's get into the most popular requested songs. And I'm not quite sure what Rob meant by split vote. I guess, there were a lot of songs by like individual artists. A lot of songs got votes. So like split votes between a lot of different Taylor Swift songs. Mastermind, All Too Well. Oh man, can you imagine Kelly trying to do the 10-minute All Too Well?
I've literally never heard it, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh my God, seriously?
I don't like her music.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Sorry. I know it. No, I'm going to get so much hate.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone's got their opinions. I'd also love to hear her try to condense the 10-minute All Too Well into a 90-second Kelly. Anyway, My Tears Ricochet, Nobody Crime, Tolerate It. Nobody No Crime, rather, Tolerate It. A couple people voted for Jax's Victoria's Secret.
You know, I feel like that song is very similar vibe to, like, You Can't Win. It's a lot of similar, like, messaging about, like, just the media. Yeah, that could be interesting.
A couple people voted for The Tree. That's one of the newest songs by Maren Morris. I've only heard that song a couple of times, so I haven't listened to it in the lens of, like, what would Kelly Clarkson sound like singing this song. So
I haven't heard it yet. Is it, like, because I know she's trying to go a little bit more, like, leaving the country lane, go a little bit more pop. Is this where would this lie? It's kind of in the middle.
I think it still lies a little bit in the middle. She sort of released it as, like, an A and B side single a few months ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. Another choice, a couple people said Break My Soul by Beyonce. I have to admit I'm unfamiliar with that song.
That would be fun. That'd be fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would just be like a good time.
And I would say probably three of the next top four are definitely in your lane, Pam, and I can
see
you.
No, I know two of these songs.
I
know three of the songs, but I only like one.
Okay. What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish?
It's okay. It's okay. I know it. But I mean, she does Billy really well, so I would be okay with that.
That's another one where it's like there's Billie Eilish, her like bass line, like what she sings at, and then there's this song. Like she goes even like lower.
This is like bedroom pop, like very
This is very breathy. I mean, I honestly don't even know. I can't even imagine Kelly singing this song.
I feel like it's not the same, but I feel like Chemistry, the title song, like the title track, is the only thing that's like sort of remotely sort of in this vein, but not really.
Yeah. Jaded by Miley Cyrus.
I don't know the song.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's from her new album, but I don't know it.
As you said earlier, Antihero by Taylor Swift got tied for the most votes next to Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
My girl Olivia. I love her.
Yeah.
Good For You and Antihero are the top, like, tied for top songs. Good For You is on my list, as are, I mean, pretty much in her entire catalog, but also I would love Jealousy from her Sour album, mm-hmm. and Bad Idea Right from her newer album. Love Olivia. Super salty. I couldn't get tickets to see her, but it's okay.
Bad Idea Right would be an interesting cover from Kelly's perspective.
Right? Yeah. It'd be so good. She'd have, I mean, I think it's fine for like daytime. Yeah, absolutely. Because she's also only ever done like Driver's License and she did Traitor, I think, and she did Vampire. I might be missing one. I'm not sure. But those were all like the ballad ones. Like I want some pop rock Olivia in there.
Yeah, I get that. All right, our next category is name a song from the 80s or 90s that you wish Kelly would cover. You have to do both title and artist.
Okay, you can go first.
All right, for mine, I don't think many people are going to know my choices. Again, this is a little more my wheelhouse just because I know the 80s and the 90s a lot. So I actually wrote two songs down. One of them is by a guy named Paul Carrick, and he does a song called Don't Shed a Tear. It's one of my favorite 80s songs of all time. I would recommend you look it up. This is one of those songs, especially people who are grew up in the 80s, maybe listened to a lot of 80s radio back then and into the 90s. When you hear the beginning of this song, you're like, oh, I know this song. And you completely, but you never knew the name of it or who sang it. But
what's
you
it know, called?
It's called Don't Shed a Tear by Paul Carrick.
Carrack. Right. I'm going to listen to it later.
And so it's just one of those songs that like you forgot you knew. Okay. And so that's one choice. Another one is by an artist that most people know, but this may not necessarily be one of his most popular songs. I'm going with Something Happened on the Way to Heaven by Phil Collins. Now, this song is a really, really popular song in concert for Phil back when he was still touring. And it's got a really great drum beat, and it's just one of those big, fun, like up-tempo Phil Collins songs because a lot of times he gets kind of dragged for, you know, only doing like a lot of ballads and slow songs. Mm-hmm. This is a great like up-tempo Phil Collins song that I really, really love. It's one of my favorite songs. And I would love to hear not only Kelly, I can imagine Kelly doing this song, But and also this goes for the Paul Carrick song too. I can hear the whole band doing the song. Like there's a definite like synthesizer sound in the Paul Carrick song. I can just see Jason. That's like right up his alley. The drums on the Phil Collins tune, totally up for Lester. Like I can just hear him going to town on this. He probably even already knows the like the drum line to this song. And then obviously Kelly's voice on any of these would just be stellar.
I'm just thinking, I mean, this is like the most basic song to mention, but like imagine Lester on the drums in the air tonight.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like that would be insane.
Yeah.
That'd be insane. Admittedly, I learned that song from The Hangover. Oh God. Anyway, good fix.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went the 80s route. Was the Phil Collins song an 80s song?
Yes. I mean, it may have been like early 90s, but either way.
Okay, because I only went with 90s because I wasn't around in the 80s.
Oh, good.
Okay. The first one, I've mentioned this one before. And I was so embarrassed to learn that this is actually a cover song. I thought it was the original. And then I was like listening to SiriusXM a couple years ago, and it was like, I don't even like this. I think it's from the 70s. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is not Beyonce. Emotion by Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Who's the original by?
I knew you were going to put me on the spot like that.
Okay.
I can't.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. But anyway, Emotion by Destiny's Child. The harmonies. Oh my God. Her and Jesse would sound so good. Oh my God. It would be amazing. The next one is a song that I've wanted her to cover for a while. And Stephanie, she also wrote this answer and I was so glad. So I want to give a shout out to Stephanie. She could not do this on daytime though. So like it's never going to happen, but maybe for like a tour, Bitch by Meredith Brooks. She clearly cannot do this on daytime TV for the title alone, but like, come on, she would kill it.
Yeah. I don't know if we've loosened up enough since the 90s for her to be able to do Bitch on daytime.
I don't know. That's not one of the seven words, is it?
No.
Okay. I don't know. But I don't know. It's still a little risky, but maybe that could be a Vegas cover in my dreams. And there's so many songs, but if I pick three, the last one is a very predictable song. I have been requesting this since 2015, during the fan request era of the Piece by Piece tour. I may have done it during Stronger, but I'm not sure. But I want Everlong. I want Everlong by Foo Fighters, and I want the full version. I don't want the acoustic.
Oh,
I want full
band.
I want full band.
Yeah, I get that you want. Yeah, I hear that.
So I've been requesting that for 8 years. So I'm going to manifest that at some point it will happen, but I don't know. So that's my list. I'm glad we like varied it up a little bit.
Yeah, and by the way, I looked up on the Google your question about Emotion and who sang it originally. The Bee Gees.
No,
the
really?
The Bee Gees originally sang Emotion.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a Destiny's Child original until two years ago.
Let me clarify. It was actually originally recorded by this singer named Samantha Sang, but the Bee Gees also did a version of it because the Bee Gees wrote it.
Oh, okay. The more you know.
There you go. Some of the comments from you guys on this particular topic. Amelia says, how has she never still done a Toadies song?
She mentioned this recently in, was it the 2023 talk shows, like the digital exclusive, like the end of year recap? She's like, how have I not done it yet? She's like, I think daytime's ready. So
yes, I think she can finally do Possum Kingdom, if nothing else.
Yes.
Joshua Reed says, any song by Queen. She's one of the rare artists that could match Freddie Mercury's range, energy, and charisma.
I could hear her doing like Somebody to Love.
Yeah. And I mean, I think even too, like, you don't necessarily have to match Freddie on some of his songs because there are some out there that she could really wail on. Even a song like Best Friend, I think she could do a really great job on.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I'm just thinking about it right now. Yeah.
That's a
good idea.
And I don't know if this is our Rob or another Rob, but Rob says, if Team Kelly is listening, just like Jesse James by Cher.
That's definitely not our Rob. He would have chosen like Spice Girls or Gloria.
Rob says this is his karaoke song. So
I don't know this song, but I love Cher, so I support it.
Yeah, that's another like 70s Cher tune.
Okay, so our list from our top six, or your list actually, top six most requested songs from the 80s or 90s, which I think these are all, except for one, I think they're all 90s, right?
Yeah, this is primarily, well, I think...
The fourth one is definitely 80s.
Yeah, the third one might be. I can't remember for sure.
I think it's 90s. Anyway, who cares? The first one was Zombie by the Cranberries. I mean, yes, she did a great job with Linger. She said Linger a few times. I would love if she did Zombie. How many times have people, when I, so for fun fact, I used to work with a band called The Zombies, for anyone listening. So many people, when I said that, they're like, oh, the Irish song? I'm like, no, that is a song by the Cranberries. And then there was a band called The Zombies. They are two different entities. But no, Zombie's a great song.
It is.
Anything by the Cranberries, I think, would be really awesome.
Yeah, for sure. The next one is I Have Nothing from Whitney Houston. I'm surprised this is the highest ranking Whitney song.
Me too. I mean, it's good, but it's not the one I would have never thought of this one.
I like it, though. I mean, God, anything from that Bodyguard soundtrack. I mean, absolutely any of it I would love to hear Kelly do. Mm-hmm. The next one is Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle.
I love the song.
It's a great song. Yeah, I would
love
to hear it.
It's like so corny, but I freaking love it.
Yeah, it's a great choice. Three People, which by the way, this next one is an 80s song. It's from 1984.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Three People said Smooth Operator by Sade.
Smooth Operator. Yeah. Yes. That'd be cool. I know, I sound just like her. that'd be fun. I would have never, ever picked this one, but...
I like that it.
It would be interesting to hear. The next one, I don't know this song.
You don't know this song?
I don't think, maybe if I heard it, but not by title, I'm sorry.
Mariah Carey, My All.
I don't know if I know it.
I think this is on like her greatest hits albums, her top number ones albums.
If I heard it, maybe I would know it, but not by
you
title.
Probably would. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not, I would say if you ask somebody to name 10 Mariah Carey songs, I don't know if this gets named right away.
I can name you probably, I could probably name you 10 and this would definitely not be one. So
yeah.
The last one, I was surprised that this was like a very overwhelming one. Cause I mean, it's, she would nail it. And it's the way she's way overdue to cover this artist. It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion.
I would love to hear her do this song. Cause Celine absolutely wails on this song. And I know Kelly could match her or at the very least, like put her own spin on it.
And she's barely ever done Celine.
Which is weird because Celine is, I feel like, right in Kelly's wheelhouse with her voice.
Yeah, like didn't she do a Celine song during That's My Jam? Or no, did Ariana may have done it. I think she actually did this song. Never mind.
Yeah, see, I don't remember who did which song.
It was Ariana, never mind. I would love this. I think that would be a really cool thing. Maybe she just doesn't clear them. Who knows? Maybe she's one of those artists that doesn't. I don't know.
But then
that wouldn't make sense if they did it on That's My Jam. Maybe Kelly just doesn't want to do a Celine song, but you can do it.
I mean, she did it a couple of times on American Idol because I think, I mean, as far as clearance, I mean, she did because I do. She did. I know she did I Surrender, which was the Celine song. Then I don't remember what the other one was. And then I know that the only Kelly-oke that I can think of that she's done for Celine was I Drove All Night.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was either season two or three that she did
that. Yeah, that was early. I remember that one. Now that you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next category. In the spirit of Sam Smith, Cynthia Erivo, and Zachary Levi, name the next celebrity you think should join Kelly for Kelly-oke. All right. You can go first.
All right. So I took this one a little literally. And I understand that Sam Smith is a singer. Cynthia Erivo, obviously a singer, but also an actress. Zachary Levi can sing. I mean, hello, Tangled. But I would say he's better known as an actor. And so I went with actors, and in my case, specifically actresses, who are more known for their acting rather than their singing.
I feel like I have one in mind right now that you're going to say, but let's just see.
Go ahead and guess, because I put two people down.
Is one of yours Kristen Bell?
One of them is Kristen Bell.
I know you so well.
When I tell you that I was shocked when I found out that Kristen Bell was a singer and could sing very well, that is all like that I can think about when it comes to her now. Now I'm like, put her in all the musicals, put her in all the Disney movies, et cetera, et cetera. She just has a wonderful voice, and I would love to hear her and Kelly do something kind of fun. I don't know if it necessarily has to be like an original duet of any kind or whatever, but I would just love to hear the two of them singing together. I can only imagine, especially when it comes to actors, how intimidating it might be to sing with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's intimidating for singers.
Anyone.
But I just think it would be fun to hear the two of them sing. The other person that I would love to hear sing with her is actually somebody who beat her in a game on her own show, beat her by knowing one of her songs.
Oh, okay.
And also is an actor that I was shocked to find out has a wonderful voice, and that is Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm. That clip went so viral.
Yeah. I mean, if you have not seen, you know, how Anne sings, specifically in when she did Les Mis, the movie, she would be an excellent singer with Kelly. I would love to hear their two voices together. Now, there's a lot of professional singers that I would love to hear with Kelly. There's a whole long list that I have. But I thought, since we said celebrity in this, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go more like the unexpected actor route rather than just singers. And we had some people who did say actors, and then a lot of people primarily stuck with other singers that they would just like to hear her sing with.
Yeah. Okay. I just went with singers because I wasn't even thinking that creatively. First one, surprise, surprise. I think this is the last mention of this group person, Dave Grohl, which Amelia also wrote is one of hers. So excellent choice. Adele, because why not? And Adele is on our list of your answers for the top collaborators.
Yeah.
I would like Miranda Lambert. I know they have performed together. One of the in many country award shows, they did something with Reba years ago. But I think it'd be cool for them to do a karaoke together, something very like country, bluesy, twangy.
Yeah.
The last one is Dan Auerbach, the lead singer of the Black Keys.
Oh, yeah.
His voice is like butter, so I feel like they would just sound so great together.
I'm getting like Chris Stapleton vibes a little bit with Dan, so yeah, I can hear it.
That'd be really good. Let's look at some of your comments.
Jordan Hanks said, another duet with Ben Platt, Imagine Acoustic.
Wasn't there like a rumor that they were going to like release something?
I'd buy it.
I mean, it's not a recent rumor. I would say it's within the last, like, 4 years. I don't know. I feel like there was a rumor that, like, I mean, it easily just could have been a rumor that, like, he was going to be featured on a song or she was going to be featured on one of his songs, something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that. He's very talented. I don't know much about him, but, like, from what I've seen, he's very good.
This next one sent me because I love when other people recognize that this guy has talent.
I know. It's like, people just realizing this?
Tara said, T-Pain, after seeing him on The Masked Singer. If you don't know, if you think that T-Pain is just an auto-tune rapper, you are way off. That guy can sing.
He has an amazing, where I learned he had his, I don't remember how long ago it was, but it's pretty recent. He has a NPR Tiny Desk thing. That's where I learned. I'm like, oh my God, he can sing. And then he has, like, if you go on to Spotify, he has, like, I know if he just released something, like, a couple weeks ago and everyone's been flipping out about it. He does, like, is it, like, an Ozzy Osbourne cover or something? Or not, maybe it's Black Sabbath. But
I'm not familiar.
Like, it's so good. And it's so bizarre because you're just, like, Ozzy Osbourne, T-Pain. I don't understand the correlation. But, like, if you go on T-Pain, Spotify, or Apple Music, like, he has a lot of amazing stuff.
Yeah, and, I mean, he sounds very, like, he's a great R&B singer. I mean, he could ditch the whole like auto-tune rapping thing, just become an R&B singer and completely like 180 his career
mm-hmm.
and be like the biggest thing again. By the way, fun fact, T-Pain, one of the few hip hop artists I've actually met, super nice guy.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. Ashley says Broadway people like Jeremy Jordan. Yeah, I mean, Broadway in general. I know I'm familiar with Jeremy Jordan, but I mean Broadway people in general. I would love to hear her do more Broadway.
Yeah, always. I mean, it's right there.
And then Annette says more duets with Jesse Collins. I mean, duh.
Cosign.
Yes, I think we can all agree on that. All right, let's get to our top six I see here.
There are three of them that are tied for last place. I don't say last place, but for
multiple mentions.
How do you say this guy's last name?
Is it Kahan?
Kahan? Noah. Kahan. I feel so old because I know he's like very popular right now among the Gen Zers. I don't know how to say his name. I don't know, but him, Noah.
Your millennial is showing.
My millennial is showing. Pink, yes. I mean, she was on a Songs and Stories, but like we can do I would be down for a karaoke itself.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
I'd love to see a Songs and Stories with Stevie Nicks.
Yes. That'd be really good. And yeah. Olivia, which, I mean, Olivia was just there.
Yep.
Missed opportunity, but maybe down the line.
Yeah. How did they not have the two of them sing together?
I don't know. It was a missed opportunity. Whatever.
Definitely. The next one, Sarah Bareilles and Taylor Swift tied for fifth place on our list. Yeah, I see it. You know, Taylor, obviously, you'd love to see the two powerhouses come together. As far as pop culture powerhouses. I'm calling Kelly Clarkson a pop culture powerhouse, and I don't care what people say.
As you should.
Sarah Bareilles, again, you know, Sarah's been on the talk show. Bit of a missed opportunity to not get them to sing together more. I mean, they seem like they were, like, teetering on the verge.
They're, like, teasing it.
Yeah, like, of breaking into song together, but it just never happened.
Mm-mm.
Cher had several votes from people as well, which, yeah.
Another missed opportunity very recently.
Yep. Adele. This one.
I had Adele on my list. And I'll tell you why she's on my list.
Why is that?
This is going to sound so bad. Because I feel like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Adele's incredible. One of the best vocalists of our generation. But I don't think people often see Kelly as that same caliber. So yeah. I would love to see them perform together so people can wake the hell up.
Well, and there was this whole thing recently. Did you hear this comment that Adele made about how nobody can cover her songs because
they
don't,
like, girl.
They can't sound like her? It's like, that's not the point, you know? And I know I'm getting the quote wrong, but either way, I'm just like, you know, people are going to cover your songs, and some people are going to do an excellent job. Some people are, I mean, no one's going to make it sound exactly like her.
But you don't want to.
Yeah, that's not the point of a cover. It's supposed to be like, okay, I want to hear this song, but this artist singing it. It shouldn't have to be the exact same. You want them to put their own spin on it. So I've been a little annoyed with Adele since that comment, because it kind of, you know, in all of the time that she has been very relatable and down to earth, and you know, you just want to be friends with her. It was kind of the first time she made like a really like ick. Oddly out of character ick, like diva-ish comment, and I'm just like, I don't like how that feels on her, because I want her to be that fun, silly, approachable type of a person.
Agreed.
Next person on the list, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I mean, not top of my list, but I would be down for it.
I'm interested, but yeah, I'm same. It's not high up on my list. And then number one
is Demi Lovato. They have sung together, and I was there to witness it.
Yes.
When I was sitting behind the stage at Jingle Ball 2011, because I couldn't afford real seats. They sang, was it I'll Be Home for Christmas, I think? Mm-hmm. Some Christmas song. But yeah, Demi is constantly saying how she wants to just like collaborate with Kelly. Like, I feel like I see it every couple months. I see it on my like newsfeed, like dream collaboration, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
So it's like, it has to happen.
I feel like it's just a matter of time. And you know,
it's a matter of time. It's people, a matter of when, not if.
People talking to people and making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to our next category, a genre of music that I hope Kelly does more of in 2024. This was easy for me. I mean,
super easy.
I didn't have to even think about it. I put 90s R&B.
Oh, Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and I know Kelly loves 90s R&B. I mean, that's like, she grew up listening to that as well as like all the other genres of music. But, you know, she's even said she loves singing 90s R&B, and I know the band likes playing it as well. So, yeah, give that to me.
And mine, as zero shock, I went with like alt rock, probably more specifically 90s, 2000s, which she said in her recent, like the 2023 recap video on YouTube from the talk show. She said the two genres that she wants to do more of is like alt rock and rap, which if you've seen her like Eminem, Lose Yourself, it's like that vein. So it's still singing.
Yeah.
So, I'm obsessed with some of these comments. Okay. The first one's from Steve. Broadway week. Yes.
Steve just says Broadway week, all caps.
All caps. Yes. Absolutely. The next one is from my friend Brett, which I, when I saw his answer, I texted him and I said, I was like, I laughed out loud. He wrote, actual pop punk, not I hate love punk. Agreed.
So what would be some examples of like pop punk that you would have her do?
I don't know why this came to mind first, but I thought of like Good Charlotte.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Was it going to be like the Good Charlottes, Sum 41,
Good Charlotte,
Newfound Glory,
Simple Plan.
Yeah.
Newfound Glory, Yellow Card, although who knows what the deal with Yellow Card is in her. We still never know. That was a throwback. If you know, you know. So yeah, that kind of thing. I'd be into that. I mean, there may be some more recent stuff. Like I don't really listen to like All Time Low, but I know like there are like Machine Gun Kelly, like maybe that. That's more quote recent. That's what I'm thinking of.
The funny thing is, and this is definitely not like, I mean, sure, this could be, I don't even know if you can call this pop punk. You know the song Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne?
Well, it's Avril teeters back and forth with the pop. So you're not wrong.
Yeah. For some reason, I want to hear Kelly sing that song.
Hey, that'd be amazing.
You kind of like your girlfriend.
Wait, but I kind of want someone to do there was the Girlfriend remix with Lil Mama.
Uh-huh.
And I want someone to do the rap. Jesse?
I was going to say, do we know what Jesse Collins's hip-hop rap skills are?
That would be amazing.
I would love to find out. And then Patrick says, manifest that country album with some 90s country. Yeah, I get it. I don't know 90s country as well. I'm still dipping my toe into those waters.
Yeah, but not much.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much like the extent of my 90s country knowledge is Garth Brooks,
Shania,
and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray has more than one song.
He does. He actually has lots of albums, but just he never really got a bigger hit than the one hit he had.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here are your top genres. Tied for fifth place is hip hop/rap. Why did I say that? I think I was thinking Rob. Hi, Rob. Hip hop/rap, which Kelly said she wants to do more of. And also dance pop. What does that mean? Is that like...
I mean, I'm thinking like Kylie Minogue.
Like Robin?
Robin is maybe even a little more extreme dance pop, but yes, still. I mean, hell, even like current Cher. I mean, Cher really tries to do dance pop right now.
Yeah. Or like, what's that new girl? Oh my God, I sound so old. Tate McRae, I think her name is.
Okay, yeah.
I think I know a song by her. It's kind of that same thing. Or like... who was it? Was it Wendy Williams who called her Dula Peep or something?
Dula Peep.
Am I saying that right? She call it
Dua Lipa?
No, I know that. I know it's Dua Lipa, but was it Wendy Williams who called her Dula Peep or something?
I don't know.
But like that kind of music. Yes. You're like, Pam, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just letting her roll, man. Number four on the list, R&B. Yep.
So that's kind of your
schtick. I mean, R&B is kind of like, I don't want to say it's gone underground. It's not nearly as popular.
No.
When it was at its apex in like the 90s and early 2000s.
Right. Like Usher for the more recent, I'll say recent. It's still 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Early Chris Brown before he got canceled, you know, that kind of stuff.
I and kind of a slight side note, I hate that we can't like R. Kelly and his music.
Because he is such
a trash human being.
I know, because the music is fantastic.
I know, because I'm very much a person who's like, okay, I can separate the art from the artist. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me that an artist is like a horrible person, I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to like hang out with them. I don't have to like them as a person, but I can definitely like a song that they sang because a bop is a bop. And I will freely admit, like, I still listen to R. Kelly's music. Now, that said, I've long since purchased it, and you know, it's in my personal collection, so I'm not giving the guy, you know, money via streaming or anything. But I mean, when we say like good R&B, it was like in the era of R. Kelly. That was like when R&B was still really good.
No, this is not really R&B. This is probably, well, I guess it's R&B. I'm sorry. I will still listen to Ignition. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't like him. I don't support him, but like, that's a bop.
Yeah. Yeah. I get
anyway,
that.
We don't need to talk about R. Kelly. We have a different Kelly to talk about.
Number three, musical theater / Broadway. Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. We support that.
Yep.
And then there's a big jump between third place and second place. And second place and first place were very, very close to each other. Country, number two.
And that's like, again, we have to like pinpoint what kind of country. Like, are we talking like?
She's not going to do like bro country.
That's what I'm saying. Thank God. I hope not.
I think Kelly is more of a classic country fan. And then if it is modern country, I think she leans more towards the female artists. Because, I mean, it's true. Like, if you listen to a lot of country music, it is a lot of pickup trucks, beer, and dirt roads. And that's, the extent of most country songs anymore, because that's sort of the formula that works.
Yeah.
But, and the thing I'd be really interested to find out, and maybe this is another poll that we do someday to find out, you know, who are, and maybe it's just an internal thing for us so that we can better target the audience of people that listen to the podcast, is I would love to, you know, just find out more about our audience, about them as people, and say, okay, what is your, you know, obviously you love Kelly Clarkson, but what is your preferred genre of music that you listen to? And I'd be willing to bet that country is very high on the list.
Yeah, I feel like country, I feel like a lot of people are, because I know a lot of people love Meaning of Life and they consider that her more like soulful R&B album. People, a lot of gravitate towards that. Then there's me, where I'm like all about the rock.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really interesting to kind of do like that, like market research.
Yeah. And speaking of the rock, number one, rock and alternative is the genre of music that people want to see Kelly do more of in the year 2024.
Amen to that. I will co-sign.
Now, when we say rock / alternative, I mean, are we being really broad here and saying, you know, rock that goes all the way back to the 70s into current day? Or are we talking like, you know, she has to stop at like, you know, 30 Seconds to Mars or something?
No, I mean, I think it's up to whoever's interpretation. For me, I was definitely thinking more like 90s and 2000s, maybe like some early 2010s, like more Soundgarden, Arctic Monkeys, White Stripes, Killers, Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, that's personally, or like even, I mean, I don't think she would ever do like a Nine Inch Nails or Korn on daytime TV, but even like getting into that a little bit more, I would love it. It would never happen. Or like Incubus or,
Sorry, I'm stuck on Kelly doing Freak on a Leash. That's
feeling like a freak on a leash.
Because I want to hear what she does. Show me how she does that. Or maybe that's just Jesse's part. I don't know.
Or it's just programming. Maybe Rachel does the programming and just does it.
There you go.
That would be so funny.
Has it all programmed into some keys for Jason?
Yep. But yeah, so that's like kind of what I was thinking. Or like, I don't know. Like, if you want to go more in the 90s, like Smashing Pumpkins or, which I think she's done before, but that or Sleater-Kinney. Like, I don't know. Like, kind of going that route. Like, it's pretty broad.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. She has done Smashing Pumpkins. I believe she did 1979.
Yeah, which is a great song, but like, yeah. I would love her to do other stuff because like they have a lot of harder rock stuff, which I like.
Well, and even like, I mean, she doesn't have to do like Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Well, that's what I want her to do.
I mean, she doesn't have to do that, but like, I mean, she could do Today. She could do Disarm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great songs.
Tonight, I feel like would be a very easy one.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. One more category left to go, and that is name an artist that Kelly has never or rarely covered that you hope to hear more of in 2024.
Rob picked these notes because this is all Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the questions he wants answered. Yeah. I'm going to have you give your answers first this time.
Okay. I may or may not have like five artists because I can't pick. First one is the Black Keys. We know she's covered them. She covered Lies on Smokestack, but also on the All I Ever Wanted tour. But that's the only song she's ever covered. They have a huge catalog. And yeah. I would love her to do something from like El Camino or Turn Blue or Brothers, you know, any of their other albums, really.
Yeah.
This is one I've mentioned before, and I've joked because I literally know three songs by this girl. Woman. She's definitely older than me. But I know nothing about her, and she's on my Spotify Wrapped every year. Stacey Orico. Let's get a good cover of Stuck, or There's Gotta Be More to Life. I'm going to hold on to that.
I mean, I got to have the Gotta Be More to Life. I mean, I got to have that cover.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. And I'm sure she can get the clearance for it.
Stacey's probably could.
Like, hell yeah, I want to be on, you know, syndicated television in 2024.
Give me those residuals.
give me those residuals. The next one is Bon Iver. I don't think has Kelly covered Bon Iver? I don't think so.
I am not aware that she has, but I could be wrong.
And I'd be down for pretty much any song. I mean, like, I'd say like the most famous one's probably Skinny Love, but like Blood Bank, really any of them, like, or Fleet Foxes maybe. Ooh, I just thought of that one. Fleet Foxes would be really good as well. Anyway, two more. One, which we were actually talking about in our little group chat yesterday, Spice Girls. And Chelsea had the idea of like, everyone should dress up as a Spice Girl, but there are six of them and only five Spice Girls. So it's a double up somewhere.
Either that or who gets left out?
Oh.
Jocko's all in. I know he's all in. Jason, I think, has a good sense of humor. So it's going to become between Lester and Joe.
Yeah. I don't know. They'll have to fight it out. And the last one, actually, a few of you mentioned. Jason and Nicole mentioned this artist. And I don't think she's ever covered her solo. And that is Michelle Branch. She's done a couple of the Wreckers songs, even performed with the Wreckers once, but nothing Michelle solo. Like, I would love Are You Happy Now? Oh, my God. Yeah. That's like a dream to hear that. So those are that's my list.
Man, there's so many Michelle
There's so
Branch.
Many songs. But
there's so many of her songs that I would
that's
love to
my top
her do.
One. That's my top one.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on that one. I'll go down a rabbit hole. For me, I only picked two people, and maybe it's just because I had a harder time with this. I suppose I could throw a third one on there just for selfishness, but my first one was John Mayer. He's got like 10 albums worth of material, and he's not nearly as problematic as he was for a while there.
Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Oh,
stop it. Stop it.
Please. I mean, Clarity. Yeah. Bodies of Wonderland. I mean, come on. There's so many good ones that she could do. And plus, he's a fellow Sirius XM channel host.
Channel 14.
Yes. So why not do a little collab and cover each other's songs? Because he's not afraid to cover tunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I had is kind of a fringe choice. And I put Harry Connick Jr. because I love when she does like standards and big band sound, which, you know, none of those made our list of genres, but I do love when she does that. Like, give me a big orchestra behind Kelly and have her sing. Yes.
And I love that idea.
And I understand that, you know, Harry does a lot of songs that he doesn't write. He does a lot of the Great American Songbook.
I was going to ask you, I was like, does he have any original songs?
Oh, he absolutely does. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's got a, he's got an, I mean, I think it's called To Be With You, I think is what the album is. I'm blanking on it at the moment. But he put it out in like the mid 90s, and it's got some of the most romantic, like sexiest songs on that album. There's a song called Let's Just Kiss, which is so good.
Was this before or after Will and Grace?
This was just before. Yeah.
Okay.
This was because he also did the sound, the majority of the soundtrack to like When Harry Met Sally.
Did he?
Oh yeah. Yeah, but
I did not know that.
But like, you know, obviously he didn't write It Had to Be You, but he does a version of that for When Harry Met Sally. And that's the version that's in the movie, as long as well as a bunch of other songs. But yeah, he's just one of those great artists who's very, very like musical. And I would actually love to see Harry, because Harry can like conduct, because he always like, because I've seen him in concert a few times, and he brings out an orchestra and he, you know, conducts the orchestra while he sings. I would love to see him and her work together. I think that would be really, really cool. And then my last one, I didn't necessarily write it down, but I know that it's one that she has covered one song by them.
I already know who it is.
It happened last season on the Kelly Clarkson show, Dave Matthews Band.
Yep, and I saw someone else wrote that. I don't know who it was, but someone wrote Dave Matthews. I'm like, oh, Jeremy's going to like that one.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few songs that I would really love to hear her cover, and I don't know if, you know, I just don't know if they're popular enough for her like crowd, for her to do any more songs.
I don't think that matters, because she's done plenty of songs that everyone's like, huh?
Yeah, and there, I mean, there's a couple of songs. I mean, yeah, Crash Into Me, you could probably say is one of their biggest hits.
Yeah,
but there's a couple of others that are out there that she could probably do. But
she can do Ants Marching easily.
Yeah, she could do Ants Marching. I mean, I'm thinking like
Space Between
is another one that would be really good. I'd love to hear her do Every Day. I mean, God, again, don't get me going. I'll have a whole list of songs.
Which one did she cover?
She did Crash Into Me.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I would love that.
Yeah. All right. As far as you guys, some of the random comments, somebody said not an artist, but Disney songs could be fun.
Surprise, surprise that, Rob chose that. Wow. Pretends to be shocked.
Stacy was the one who gave that comment. I'm wondering, and this is just me wondering about the politics of TV and all, since NBC/NBC Universal owns the show, is it weird for her, or would it be weird for her to do Disney songs since they are a major competitor? I mean, I know she talks about like, oh, I love going to Disney World and blah, blah, blah. Whereas like as an NBC Universal employee, she probably gets free passes to, you know, Universal Studios all she wants.
I don't think it necessarily be an awkward thing. I mean, I just feel like it would be a very difficult thing to clear Disney songs.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very difficult.
Could be. But yeah, I mean, give me 5 minutes and I'll give you 20 songs I want to hear her sing from like the Disney catalog.
Of course you would.
Our friend Nikki says more boy bands like O-Town.
Of course she would say that.
I mean, look, skip the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Give me some fringe stuff. Give me some LFO. Give me some
98 Degrees.
Give me some Westlife. Like, I mean, you know, give me some like, give me some out there like third tier boy bands.
What was that? Oh my God, I think they had one song. I think they're called Five. Is it Baby When the Lights Go Out?
When the Lights Go Out, yeah.
With shout out to our friend Jenna, because Bethany Joy from One Tree Hill is in that music video. And I just wanted to give her a shout out. I'm down for anything boy band, but I feel like, well, to quote Did You Know, she's like, I didn't, what's the lyric, they were like something about listening to boy bands, I was listening to Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah
I totally got that lyric wrong, but you guys know what I mean.
Yeah. Ooh, Back Here by BB Mac.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And what was the band that Robbie Williams was in? I can't, it's escaping.
Take that
Back for Good. Back for Good by Take That. Oh, won't you?
So like, I recently learned that like they only had like one hit here, but they're like, oh, you're singing. Okay. Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. But like for any of our like European listeners, I'm sure like they are massive, but they had, I think, one song here.
It was Back for Good.
Yeah. That I heard it on the radio like a week or two ago. My sister and I were talking about it. I'm like, I don't really know anything about them. She's like, you know Robbie Williams? I'm like, oh, yes, Little Green Apples featuring Kelly Clarkson. She's like, what?
Ooh, anyway. although Angels by Robbie Williams, I would like to hear that as a Kelly-oke. That'd be a good one.
I don't know that song.
All right, well, you'll have to look it up. All right, well, okay. Did you
unnamed.
Did you give your artists? You did, yes, you did.
Yes.
All right, so here is the, somebody who didn't give their name says more Spanish covers. Selena, Paquita El Debarrio.
Sure. I'm down.
Yeah. I'd love to hear her sing in Spanish.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is going to go for one of the artists on our top list right here. Tied for third, we have three artists. We got Cher. Shakira, which I know Rob also loves. We had a lot of Shakira love, so she can do some of Shakira's Spanish stuff.
Sure, yeah,
she can. I mean, I'm down for whatever. And how do you say this guy's name?
Hozier.
That's how you say it?
Yeah,
I've heard people say Hozier, the Take Me to Church guy.
Yeah,
him. Yeah, I don't know a lot by him, but sure, I think that'd be great.
Now watch, I'm going to get called out for mispronouncing it.
We probably both are. That's okay.
Second on the list, Beyonce.
Yeah, she hasn't done much Beyonce. I'll say Beyonce / Destiny's Child. I'd be okay. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I really love Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
I love Beyonce too, but I love Destiny's Child a lot. So.
And I might have a bit of a controversial opinion, but I'm going to say early Beyonce versus current Beyonce.
1,000%.
I mean, give me like stuff off of Dangerously in Love.
Yes. I was like, maybe not Crazy in Love because I don't know who's going to do the rap, but like, yes, that era.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's
The album after, which was Naughty Girl on Dangerously in Love? Or was that the one after?
I can't remember. I don't know my Beyonce albums very well.
I can't remember. Anyway.
But yes, I mean, and plus that kind of falls into like a little bit of the dance pop, but also like the R&B area that we were talking about. And then the number one artist, Mariah Carey.
I'm not really surprised.
But again,
she's done a couple Mariah, but she hasn't done as much as I thought she would have.
Yeah, but again, for me, like, I want early Mariah. I don't want, like, late Mariah when she was,
What about We Belong Together?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's done a lot of Mariah Carey. And honestly, a lot of what she's done is the early Mariah Carey because she's done Vision of Love. She's done Love Takes Time, Can't Let Go. Can't Let Go is one of my favorite Mariah songs of all time. Always Be My Baby. She did, what was the song she did with Whitney Houston? When You Believe. I believe she covered that on one of the tours.
Yeah, was that the one with Tamira Gray?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Stronger.
That was Stronger.
The first leg of the Stronger tour. Yeah, 2012. Yep. And then here's me. I'm like, I want Heartbreaker. You know?
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, like
it's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
Give me something off of like Music Box. I mean, I still love the songs off the debut album, but again, she's done a lot of that stuff.
What was that movie? The one that was really bad.
Glitter. That was
no,
J-Lo.
That's J-Lo. Glitter. Yeah, Glitter. I don't know anything from it, but I think that could be funny.
There was one song on that album, and I don't remember what it was, that was actually pretty decent. Because I think the album was much better than the movie.
It's a shame that got an actual release soundtrack and from Justin to Kelly didn't.
Right?
Just saying, it's a crime.
I'm trying now. Now, see again. I'm on these wormholes.
And wormholes? You mean rabbit holes?
Wormholes, rabbit holes. You name it. I'm on them. Bye bye. That's another good one. I would love to hear. I mean, Dream Lover.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Fantasy.
Oh, that'd be a good one. But I feel like Fantasy. Like someone recently sampled that.
Yeah. How has she not done like Someday or One Sweet Day?
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. That'd I mean, One good. Sweet Day, we got to find somebody to do it with her because it is better as a duet.
Yeah. Ooh, the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that is our / your list. There were We had over 120 people write to us, which thank you, by the way. We obviously cannot go through all of them. So like this could be something we revisit again, like in a couple months from now or whenever. I don't know what we would do, but I think we could go back into this. We have a lot of data, so yes, to speak.
And even though, you know, you did already give us your insight, if you didn't get a chance to send in your stuff, then by all means, hit us up and let us know what some of your choices would have been for any of these categories, because the more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We had fun with this. Special shout out to Rob for literally making this happen.
This episode Thanks. Produced by Rob.
By Rob. Thank you for making my dream a reality. anyway, so that's our episode for today. As always, find us on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube at Miss Into Podcast. If you listen on the Spotify app, please consider leaving us a rating, and you can comment on this episode or any episode that you want. And on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review. I guess I'll be back next week, right?
Yep.
I don't know with what, but we will be here, and we hope you are too. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.